Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tesla has announced that next year it is no longer going to offer free use of its fast charging stations for people who own Teslas. There are more than 700 of these stations around the world. They're often located at highway rest stops. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And these changes don't affect anyone who has a Tesla or who buys one before January 1st. But what is Tesla's rationale for no longer offering free access to these fast charging stations?
What's the rationale? Well, Wired put it very well. They said that some Tesla owners have treated the free lunch more like an all-you-can-eat buffet. So people are going and camping out and filling up, when really the whole point of this, according to Elon Musk, is that people should just be going there for daily, for quick fill-ups between cities, not for their daily charging. And as a result, there's been congestion at the stations. And also they're looking ahead and they've got projections for a lot more people buying Tesla vehicles. And so they see these charging stations becoming increasingly crowded.
And these charging stations aren't the only places where you can charge. Obviously, yes, as you say, you can fill up at home. But what is the difference in terms of speed between using these fast charging stations and doing it yourself?
There's a really big difference. At home, it's going to take you about 8 hours to fully recharge a battery that's completely used up. At a supercharger, it's going to take less than an hour to do that.
Wow.
And so with these supercharged stations, you can be there for half an hour and you can really top off and be back on the road in a half hour pretty quickly.
So in the new world, how much is it going to cost to do that with the fast chargers?
Well, Tesla's not revealing how much it's going to cost. What they're offering is a 1,000 kilowatt hour limit and per year. So and after that, they'll charge a small fee. They said it'll be cheaper than gas. How far does 1,000 kilowatts get you? Well, that tends to vary, but it's probably about 1,000 miles. So you get about 1,000 miles free. And, the value in gasoline, that's about $100 in gasoline cost.
Other automakers, including General Motors and BMW, also have electric cars. Do they have these kind of stations, or how do they handle this situation?
No, most of these other sellers of electric cars, including GM, BMW, and others, they're letting buyers figure it out using home charging stations or public charging stations, independent power providers. And so a lot of these places you can get subscriptions that will charge either by the hour. Some of them are all you can eat, but it really varies what the charges are and also depends on where you live, what's available to you.
Put this in the context of Tesla more broadly. They are going to buy a German company that develops systems for making batteries. They're also in the process of acquiring the solar panel maker SolarCity. What's the larger story, Jason, about what's happening with Tesla?
Well, the larger story is that this is a company that's preparing for mammoth growth. They're hoping to boost production to 500,000 cars a year by 2018. And it already says it has 373,000 reservations for its Model 3. Also, for context, the company produced about 50,000 cars last year. So they're ramping up from 50,000 to 500,000 by 2018.
Wow.
Major growth. And they're also now reporting profits, which is pretty exciting to them and their shareholders.
Well, I should hope so, given the cost of a Tesla. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thank you.